Dr. Mike Davidson is from the Core Issues Trust. It's a Christian organisation who say they support people with unwanted homosexual preferences. He joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hello there.
Did the church here at Winners Chapel do anything wrong, in your opinion?
Well, I think there are cultural approaches to this that perhaps we don't understand or appreciate. And I think that's what we're seeing here, a particular cultural approach. I think pastors in general could probably do with some good guidelines, and there needs to be a coming together in terms of how to minister to this particular need.
What do you think is a good approach?
Well, we come from, we would use standard psychotherapy and counseling techniques. There's no exotic therapy. Really, people who are trained in different modalities approach this according to the way they have been trained. And what they are doing is trying to understand, firstly, what the person is aiming for. And very often in the process of support, some of the emotional needs that have been unmet are met. And what can happen is then feelings begin to dissipate and behaviors begin to change. And I think that that is a viable approach. It's not about changing people. It's about supporting them in the sexual fluidity that they're experiencing, and often the accompanying confusion.
Now, someone being told, as they were in this report, that they've been afflicted by Satan, that's going to be scary. That's not the kindest thing to say to someone, is it?
Well, I would have thought, actually, the majority of Orthodox Christians in the country do understand that human nature is influenced in a way that can be destructive in terms of how they act on their behaviours. So, again, I think there's a cultural issue here. Why ITV is focusing on this instead of looking at the cultural issues behind knife crime, for example, or Islamic extremism is a mystery to me. Those issues seem to be far more pressing than this particular one. And I think that, you know, there are issues around this whole journalistic approach. This is not a genuine therapeutic or pastoral context. This is a person deceiving the people involved and positioning themselves as being needy when in fact they are not. I think we need to bear that in mind.
Do you think the right approach, in your opinion, involves prayer?
I think certainly we are more than just our psychological makeup. We are spiritual beings, and I think that there is certainly a place for prayer. That doesn't mean that I support praying away the gay. That doesn't mean that I support the idea of exorcism in this area. But we have to come together and know how to approach this and not negate the spiritual implications of it, and also not ignore the fact that there are psychological components to this. The largest psychological association in the world, the APA, in its 2014 Handbook on Sexuality and Psychology, makes it very clear that for some people there's a causal link between sexual abuse and then practicing homosexually. And that is by a well-known researcher who is totally at one with the APA. So there's mixed opinion on this, and we need to be very careful on closing down anything, really.
And many Christians would say they don't believe that homosexuality is right or God's way, but for those who are gay, they don't want to change them. They don't at all advocate conversion therapy or gay cure, so-called. What would you say to those people who say, actually, we should just support people in their natural identity, but encourage them not to act on it?
Well, I think if we want to take a biblical position, we should be encouraging people to live in a spiritual context that is consistent with their understanding of the Bible and their own values. And certainly if people identify as gay, that is their right and their freedom. But by the same token, those who are uncomfortable with this identity and these behaviors need to be supported and given the opportunity to get the best professional help to come out of it. And unfortunately, they can't do that in a system that will not allow anything but one opinion always, and that's a gay-affirming opinion to rule in terms of our professional mental health bodies.